This meeting of the City Council of University City to order at 6:30. Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Jennings?
Present.
Councilmember Carr?
Present.
Councilmember Crow?
Councilmember Crow?
Mr. Crow, can you
hear? Here.
Councilmember Glicker? Councilmember Muggleton?
Your mic's not on. Here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mayor Welsh?
Here. Thank you very much. As you can see, we do have one member joining the meeting tonight via video conference, as was the case last week. A note that any votes with the video conference will be taken by a roll call vote on ordinances, and if the video conference is lost, Mr. Crow would not be able to take part in the vote. But hopefully we are now hardwired in, so we're hoping that everything works fine. We now move on to the approval of the agenda. Does any member of council have any changes he or she would like to make to the agenda? Ms. Carr?
Thank you. I would like to add the reappointment of Luther Baker to the Park Commission.
Thank you very much. As we said in the study session, we're going to vote on these one by one. All those in favor of the amendment to the agenda to add Luther Baker reappointment to the Park Commission, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Did you say something, Mr. Crow?
I said aye.
Thank you very much. We are adding two swearing-ins. We will ask to swear in John Owens to the Board of Adjustment. And make a note that Jeffrey Mishkin was sworn into the Traffic Commission at City Hall by the City Clerk. All those in favor of amending the agenda to add that information, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. Smotherson?
I was making a motion to have item Q, the roll call vote, to go into closed session. And again, just to have that item moved to the beginning of the meeting. Not to go into closed session, but to just have that vote taken care of. And the reason that I'm making that suggestion, I'm making that motion, is simply to have all of us included. I think it's a very important item. And again, I just wanted to, because of the technical difficulties that we had 2 weeks ago with video conferencing, I just wanted to make sure that that stays, that we get that out of the way. And I wanted to, again, move that to the beginning.
Thank you very much,
second.
Ms. Carr.
I second it.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor of amending the agenda to move item Q to the top?
Do we have an opportunity to talk about that?
If you would like to talk about it, we're just amending the agenda right now, but go ahead.
Well, I think that a point of information for my colleagues would be one that if, in fact, we are to go into a closed session and an entire one-third of our city is not represented at all because I cannot join you by Skype, I would think that this may be an item, since it doesn't seem to have any time sensitivity, that may not be necessarily one that we need to have happen at this time. So I would hope that we could move this forward. As Michael and I both experienced last time, we did have technical difficulties later on in the meeting, and I would think this would be something that would make sense for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jennings.
There is no vote involved in this, is it, in the closed session? So
we don't know what would happen in the closed session, and we shouldn't be talking about what would happen in the closed session. This is just a motion to move that item to the top, although we don't anticipate having technical difficulties tonight.
We've also changed our procedure on Skyping in. We've gone to an outside source or company to help us.
We are trying out a technology tonight so that this system is hardwired, so we don't anticipate having any problems.
So we likely won't have the same problem we had last time.
We hope not. So we have a motion and a second on the floor to move item Q up into the top of the agenda so all six members of council would be voting on it. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 All those
aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
So we will not be moving that to the top of the agenda. We have no proclamations for this evening. We now move on to the approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the September 12, 2016 regular session? Mr. Jennings moves approval. Is there a second? Mr. Smotherson moves. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to a reappointment. Ms. Carr.
I would like to nominate for reappointment Luther Baker to the Park Commission.
Is there a second? Mr. Glickert seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to the swearing of Mr. John Owens. Mr. Owens, if you could please come up to the podium.
I, John Owens.
Do solemnly swear that I possess all of the qualifications.
Do solemnly swear that I possess all of the qualifications.
I'm not subject to any of the disqualifications.
And I'm not subject to any of the disqualifications.
Named in the charter for the office I'm about to assume.
Named in the charter for the office I'm about to assume.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And of the state of Missouri.
And of the state of Missouri. And the charter and ordinances of University City.
And that I will faithfully and conscientiously discharge the duties of the office.
And that I will faithfully and conscientiously discharge the duties of the office.
I'm about to assume impartiality and justice.
I'm about to assume with impartiality and justice.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We now move on to citizen participation. I would ask those speakers to please turn the microphone off when they come to the on when they come to the podium and off when they leave. Please preface your comments by giving us your name and your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Our first speaker is Mr. Tom Sullivan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Tom Sullivan, 751 Syracuse. I have several things to mention tonight. First of all, I want to say what a horrible mess the Loop Trolley has made of the Loop and of the Civic Plaza. If you recall, of course, there was supposed to be the trolley was not going to have any overhead wires. And then, of course, which I think was a deception from the very beginning, because those particular type of cars cost incredible amounts of money and are not reliable. Then we were told by Joe Adams, well, sure, there's going to be wires, but you won't hardly notice them. Well, you do notice them. What a mess it is in front of the library. What a mess it is in front of the City Hall. And then we have, basically the Civic Plaza has been destroyed. Then we have the situation with the roundabout. That was supposed to be an efficient way for handle traffic. It has made it much, much worse. I can't tell you how many times now it backs up past Kingsland. You can't even get on Delmar. It's happened to me just last Thursday. Coming out of the post office, I had to go down Kingsland to Vernon and around to get to Clayton. All it takes is a bus, a big truck, or somebody who just doesn't know what they're doing and freezes up, and the traffic is a mess. One day there was a cement mixer, and it was moving very slow, and it got to the roundabout, and from there it moved like 2 miles an hour, and again, traffic was backed up. Also, when I see all this money that's being spent by the city, millions of dollars for this temporary police station and hundreds of thousands of dollars to brand cave to fight the social house, but then when I look around my neighborhood in the city, there's so many things that need to be done. In my alley behind my building, there's 5 dumpsters. 3 of the 5 have no covers. So when it rains, which has been doing a lot of lately, it really creates a smelly mess. Some of the recycling bins likewise have no covers. Curbs are missing over on Heeman. Curbs are missing right over here at Loop North in Kingsland. Trees are missing on Kingsland. It used to be four, now there's down to one. Eckerd Park, it needs maintenance. The shelters, the trim on the shelter is falling off. The benches need painting. Some of the slats in the benches are warped and need replacing. The light posts look like they haven't been painted in 10 years. So, I mean, all these needs are being ignored while all this tons of money are being spent on other matters. Street cleaning, that is another big problem. It was reduced 75% to once a month from once a week. And then the hours were changed to 8 to 11, which is a very difficult time because a lot of people leave work between 8 and 9, so they end up getting caught and get tickets. Last Wednesday, on the other side of the street from me, there was 13 cars parked there, so actually there was no street cleaning. The city did all right when it came to tickets, but as far as getting the street cleaned, it's a lost cause. Another issue is the Laclede gas upgrades. They're digging holes all over the city, and when they're done, they don't do much of a job of landscaping. They just sort of throw dirt on it, they throw some grass seed, and they put some straw, and that's pretty much it. I've had a problem at the end of my street at Syracuse and Loop North. There's that grassy area there. They did it there. They dug it up, and then they just threw dirt on it. And then when the rain comes, here it all comes out into the street. I called them up. They were very responsive. They come out. They put in straw. They tried to do what they could to hold it up. But then, again, they just leave it there, and then you have to call them up again. So when you look at all these things that are around the city, especially, in the eastern end, the Public Works Department or someone needs to keep a close watch on them because you're going to have a mess with all these various sites. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Madam Mayor.
Yes, Mr. Jennings.
For the record, he mentioned that Joe Adams was involved in the trolley. I think he meant Joe Edwards.
Yes, he did, and I thought Joe Adams might clarify that when he comes up next. Joe Adams?
Thank you, Madam Mayor and the members of the council. This is very unusual for me. I think it's only second time in how many years since I've 6 years since I've left this place that I've come to speak before this august body. And yes, it was Joe Edwards and it was not me, but that's okay. Everybody's using my name for something or other. I came just to try to clear the record on something that you got in your packet because I got it in my, thanks to Ms. Palm sending it out, I get an electronic version of your packet and I saw it in there. And I was quite upset that things were being said about me that had some lacking basics in fact. You received a letter from a Jan Adams. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm Joe Adams, 924 Wild Cherry Lane. I'm sorry. Been so long, keep forgetting that stuff. You should have corrected me, Madam Mayor.
I knew you'd pick it up.
Thank you very much. I wish you all a lot of luck. Okay, Miss Adams sent you a letter. Incidentally, no relationship whatsoever to me. She sent you a letter stating about a meeting. And in that letter, she talked about me being there at this meeting, which was at the community center. Well, one thing, I am a state representative. That district is that the issue that was brought up at that meeting was in my district, and I feel that I have every right to be there to express my opinion about my district as a state representative, because I was invited to that meeting by one of the developers and by one of the members of the city council, and I felt that it was my responsibility to show up and to show my concern. The only thing I talked about at that meeting was about the rights of development and that we should be careful not to allow demolition by neglect. I remember when I was on the city council, there were a large group of citizens who wanted us to save Hanley Junior High. It had sit vacant for so long, it was impossible unless somebody with a lot of money, or as one man said, use other people's money, could come in and take over the junior high there on Hanley. So I know the building is deteriorating, and so something needs to be done. At no time in that meeting did I speak about any candidate for any office, even including myself. I would not do that. That was not that type of meeting. So I wanted to make sure everybody understood that that is it. I represent that district. I represent other cities. I go to their city council. I try not to come here because I don't want people to think I'm interfering with everything that you good people are doing. I want you to succeed and make the, continue to make this city great. And that's my only thing. I just want to try to clear up my name a little bit in this regard. So thank you very much. Y'all have a great day. And hurry, speed it up so you can all get to the debate.
Thank you, sir.
I guess that was political. I'm sorry.
Having no more requests to speak, I will go into a public hearing. We have a public hearing on the proposed property tax rates. I would like to open this public hearing at 6:46. Ms. Pum, do we have any requests to speak? Hearing no request to speak, I would like to close this public hearing at 6:46. Thank you very much. We have nothing on the consent agenda tonight. We now move on to the city manager's report. Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and members of council. The only item under the city manager's report is the Green Practices Commission update. That was provided during the study session. Council members were provided with all of the information from the excellent work that the Green Practices Commission is providing. So there's nothing more to report.
Thank you very much, and I'd like to remind my colleagues, if you have any questions, any more questions, to please pass them on to Mr. Walker. We now move on to unfinished business. We move to Bill number 9292. Ms. Pum, may we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance vacating and surrendering 15 feet wide north-south public galley right-of-way located on the south side of Delmar Boulevard and adjacent to the west boundary of Lot 17 of Block 4 of Delmar Heights Subdivision and adjacent to the east boundary of Lots 14, 15, and 16 of Block 4 of Delmar Heights Subdivision, reserving any public easements and directing that this ordinance be recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds of St. Louis County, Missouri.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance vacating and surrendering 15 feet wide north-south public alley right-of-way located on the south side of Delmar Boulevard and adjacent to the west boundary of Lot 17 of Block 4 and Delmar Heights Subdivision and adjacent to the east boundary of Lots 14, 15, 16 of Block 4 of Delmar Heights Subdivision, reserving any public easements and directing that this ordinance be recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds of St. Louis County, Missouri.
What's the pleasure of the council? Mr. Glickert moves approval. Do we have a second? Mr. Jennings, is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Pum, would you please poll the council?
Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember Crow?
Aye.
Councilmember Glickert?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9293. Ms. Pum, may we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance amending Chapter 400 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City relating to zoning by amending Section 400.1740 thereof, relating to the Civic Complex Historic District containing a savings clause and providing a penalty.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance amending Chapter 400 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City relating to zoning by amending Section 400.1740 thereof, relating to the Civic Complex Historic District containing a savings clause and providing a penalty.
What's the pleasure of the council? Mr. Jennings moves approval. Ms. Carr seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Pum, would you please poll the council?
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember Crow?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Glickert?
Aye.
Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to new business, Resolution 2016-23, a resolution approving the 2016 annual property tax rates. Who would like to introduce? Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Glickert, Mr. Jennings seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Thank you. The ayes have it. We now move on to Bill number 9294. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Smotherson, did you want to introduce this?
Sorry about that. I don't have the updated information, but this is in regards to...
Could I just ask you if you would like to introduce, and I'll have her do the first reading.
Yes, I would.
Mr. Smotherson introduces Ms. Pum. Would you please give us the first reading?
An ordinance amending Section 355.040, Disabled Parking, Chapter 355, Traffic Code of the University City Municipal Code to revise traffic regulations as provided herein.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Smotherson, could I ask you before our next meeting when we discuss this, I would like to confirm that it's gone to the Traffic Commission. And I also thought there was some federal law that disabled parking had to be available to anyone who is disabled, that you couldn't make it for just one person. So if that could just be clarified, I would appreciate that.
Well, what I actually did when the situation arose is that I did some research and I searched in other communities and other cities. And right off the bat in St. Louis City, I simply found that that ordinance for disabled signs, what the city had done is actually assign a number to each approved handicap sign. And so, and what I've actually done is adopted that ordinance and put it in a revised ours. And what I actually feel is that what it does is that it just completes our ordinance. One of the things that I looked at in reference to our ordinance is that it kind of left it open that the expectations that somebody would have of getting a handicap sign, applying for that sign, and thinking that that sign was going to be reserved for you when that sign is put in front of your house. And what, in fact, our ordinance did was it left that open, meaning that that expectation was not true, because anybody with a handicap sign or anybody with a handicap sign or placard could park in that spot. So if you've applied for a handicap sign to be put in front of your house with the expectation of having that reserved for you, that expectation was wrong. So all that I actually did through my research is found out the way to complete this. And again, this serves everyone in that we actually assign a number that actually is put on the sign and a number that's put on the back of your car or a sticker that has that assigned number. And that's basically what, and again, I didn't find any federal information or anything that opposed that.
Thank you, sir. And we'll do final consideration at the next meeting. We have no more requests to speak this evening. We now move on to appointments needed. Mr. Glickard has an appointment to the CALIP Commission. Mr. Jennings and I both have appointments to the Green Practices Commission. I also have an appointment to CALIP, Board of Adjustment, and the Board of Appeals. Does any member of council have any information about a commission to which he or she liaises? Hearing none, we move on. We did have some board and commission and task force minutes in the packet today. Thank you very much, Mr. Walker, for arranging that with staff. Now we move on to other business. Ms. Carr and Mr. Crow.
Thank you, Mayor. On June 13th, I brought this very same item to the council. I asked that after nearly 3 years that we finally get to our obligated business of evaluating our two employees, the city manager and the city clerk. Now, fully 3 years have passed, and we haven't done anything, especially not since June. So I would like to move that we initiate an evaluation within 10 days to be completed in the normal time, but that we actually begin the process of evaluating. 3 years is too long. Negligence is out there screaming. I've heard people say, well, you're not evaluating your employees, so they can sue you. Whatever the case is, at least the contract of the city manager required a yearly evaluation. And we should be evaluating our employees, if nothing else, to give them feedback on their performance. Performance only.
Is there any other discussion? Mr. Glickard.
I made a motion, so I'm waiting to see if anyone will second it.
Mr. Smotherson.
Could you repeat that motion?
Okay, the motion
got by me.
The motion is that we initiate an evaluation of our employees, the city manager, and the city clerk within 10 days, and then to be completed within a normal time frame.
Could I ask Ms. Carr, could we make it 14 days? I mean, 10 days, that's going to be here before you know it. And we're talking about something very, very important. And I agree with you. We have been lax on looking at our employees. So I have no problem with this. It's just that, I mean, 10 days is right on top of us. I'd really like to get some breathing room if we can. So I could amend it to 14 days.
Mr. Smotherson, did you second that motion? Okay. So the motion was made and seconded. Mr. Glickard had asked for an amendment to 14 days. Ms. Carr, are you okay with that? Mr. Jennings?
Fine.
Okay. So is there a second to the motion to amend to 14 days? Mr. Jennings, is there any further discussion? I also have no problem with this. We started this process back in 2013, and some members of council had taken on some of the jobs, and when we got into a certain part of the year, that was not followed through upon. I have the whole file from that time. I'm fine with doing it, but I think we need to decide how this process is going to start in the next 4 days, who's going to take responsibility for it, and how we're going to move forward. At just 14 days, we need to actually put some detail into how to move forward to it. And because of my family situation right now, I cannot really work on this until next week. So any further discussion? Ms. Carr?
I think we had set up a process the last time Mr. Glickert, Mr. Crow, and myself met. We spent a lot of time, and then at the end, it was kind of thrown under the bus. I think that for whatever it is, we can use the guidelines of the last time. As I remember, it was only the list of objectives that were not completed. In fact, each council member 3 years ago did fill out one of those forms and did evaluate our employees. So that no actions were ever taken on that.
Mr. Jennings.
Well, Mr. Smotherson and myself were not on council at that time, so I would like to see those documents to discuss the objectives. So if we could get those post-haste, I would appreciate it. Maybe study session or have a meeting to update them, make sure they're accurate and fair.
I have all those. We can do that. I would just like to clarify, I don't think the process was thrown under the bus. I think we completed the draft of the city manager's evaluation form, and the city clerk form was never completed in November of 2014. But having said that, we have a motion and a second to do this within 14 days. We can provide the documentation from the last time. All those in favor of proceeding, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to council comments. Any member of council have any comments he or she would like to make?
I do briefly.
Go ahead, Mr. Crow.
Can you hear? Thank you. I wanted to give my compliment to the Public Works Department and to the Ford Asphalt Company for the asphalt overlay that they performed on Maryland Avenue. I've had several residents and neighbors compliment the work that was done, and so I hope that this is passed on to CNON and to the members of the Public Works Department. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Smotherson?
Well, I just wanted to kind of combine my council comments with my council liaison position. And so I simply wanted to say to everyone and to this council that the Traffic Commission did review, hear from Centene, and it was a pretty thorough report, and also they got a lot of information from the residents. Now, I know that we only are a small aspect of that project, but what I wanted to say to everyone in this council is to make sure that we understand the residents that live in U-City and live on Forsyth. This is going to be an impact, and I think that the residents did explain that very well at the meeting, but also just to, again, give you some forethought or give you a chance to think about this and the situation that they have, and that is they have a traffic issue, but they have a traffic issue now. Also, the impact, Centene mentioned, and again, just a liaison, but Centene mentioned that in their presentation that none of this was their studies with traffic and the impact of the increased load of employees that are going to be working there is within their matrix or whatever, but it meets their medium or whatever. But my point to that is that we have to remember that Jackson and Pershing are going to be affected. Del Mar is going to be affected. And we need to, as a council, think about what we need from Centene before we make any approval in reference to their plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the report for Ross and Berzini, our facility analysis report. The results are in, and I wanted to thank the company for taking our $40,000 to look at our original facility analysis report. The results say this review has determined that it would be substantially more expensive to renovate and add an addition to the existing facilities versus developing a new facility on a remote site. So we have two independent parties from the city saying that we'll get the most bang for our buck with the new police station, and I would like this community to look out that window and see that we've got trailers out there at a great cost. If we can shorten the time attendance of our police department in that building, we should go forward before costs increase, interest rates go up. I would like to see this community press this council to get a new 21st, 22nd century police station drawn up, ready to go.
Thank you, sir. Any other discussion? I would just like to enter two things into the record. Last week there was a comment about the spelling of Karen Larson Nielsen's name in our council discussion. I got a number of calls saying that it was N-E-I-L-S-O-N. I just want to put her LinkedIn page copy into the minutes so that is clarified. And then I would also like to put in the minutes both the copy of the Attorney General's letter and the copy of the letter that our city clerk sent back to the Attorney General, just so those exist together in our formal minutes. There's a lot of stuff coming up, but I don't have my notes, so I will not continue with that. We now move on to a roll call.
Excuse me, Madam Mayor.
Ms. Carr.
Okay. So I'm a little bit puzzled by the mayor's last comment. Ms. Nielsen was the one who knows how to spell her name, and she's the one that asked me to correct it. So I'm not sure what the LinkedIn problem is or what the LinkedIn is, but if Ms. Nielsen doesn't know how to spell her name better than we do, I think we ought to pack up and go home.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, is there a motion for a roll call vote to go into a closed session authorized by Section 610.021, parentheses 2, real estate? Is there a motion? Mr. Jennings, is there a second? Mr. Glickert? Any discussion? Ms. Pum, would you please?
Yes.
Mr. Crow.
I would like to reiterate the comment that I made at the beginning of the meeting. Since video conferencing is not allowed on executive closed sessions, and nothing in the packet that I received indicated that time is of the essence or that this matter could not be rescheduled, I would ask my colleagues that we not talk about this matter until the first ward has representation during the executive session. Without me there and with a vacancy, the first ward will not have a vote during this session if a vote were to be taken. And I believe that this matter could easily be done at a later meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any other discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Glickert? Councilmember Smotherson?
Nay.
Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Councilmember Carr?
Nay.
Councilmember Crow?
Nay.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. With a tied vote, that fails. We will now adjourn this meeting at 7:05. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Mr. Crowe.